darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Matthew, the sixth chapter. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Jesus said, And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, amen. When we sinners try to open our mouths to pray, what typically happens is this. Instead of humble praise and thanksgiving, out comes a confession to God of our own greatness and our own accomplishments. It is this way because our tongues and our mouths are coated, yes, they are coated with the dirty ashes of sin. It gets worse, though. Indeed, it gets much worse. Instead of godly requests of mercy and pleas for grace from our Lord, we typically attempt to bargain with God through our prayer. That's right, we create a barter system where we try to exchange God's favor for our own works. Oh God, if you could please heal this illness, if you heal me, then I certainly will serve you with all my heart. Oh God, if you could just help me out with this job promotion, I will then increase my giving to the local church. You can mark my word on that. Oh God, if you could help me win this sporting event, this basketball game, then I will make sure to proclaim your name to all of my classmates. Unfortunately, when we use prayer as a means to bargain and barter with God, prayer becomes nothing more than a tool of our unbelief. Yes, that is right. You and I will use prayer to help out our own self-serving attempts to pry from the hands of God the answer that we want, rather than the gifts that our good Heavenly Father would give us. If we're left unchecked, prayer becomes then a weapon that we use against God as well. It becomes a way for us to hoist up our demands to God, where we try to force Him to act according to our own very will. If we do not go the route of bargaining or using prayer as a weapon, then there is a chance that we can turn prayer into a theatrical production where we make this prayer into a big show, this prayer being demonstrated, hoping that other people will recognize our super spiritual powers in our extremely profound and glittery prayers. My dear friends, this way of prayer is certainly messed up. It is this way because we are people, yes, you and I, we are people who have rolled around in the soot of sin. We have been ruined by sin, which means we will constantly ruin the gifts of God, gifts such as prayer. Lord, have mercy on you and me for using prayer as a way to barter. Lord, have mercy on us for using prayer as a weapon against God. Lord, have mercy on us for using prayer as a way to show off, for it is none of these things. You see, prayer does not originate. It does not originate out of our unbelief, and it does not originate out of our fear. It is not a weapon to be brought forth towards God, to bend him to our will. It is not the place, prayer is not the place where we attempt to bend the Lord's arm to our own desires, but rather prayer is something that the Lord invites us to be a part of, and he invites us into. Permit me to explain. Because God is our Heavenly Father, He tenderly invites us to believe that we are his true children. You, yes, you are his true children, despite the fact that you are smeared with the ashes of sin. And as his true child, by your cleansing baptism, you may approach him and call upon him in prayer. Most certainly, you may ask him to help you with your needs as a dear child asks his loving and gracious and profound Father. Remember that our God is not unjust, but he is just. Our God is not uncompassionate, but compassion. Our God is not one who is deaf, but one who listens. Our God is good, not evil. Therefore, as blood-bought, baptized believers in Christ, we pray not to overcome or persuade an evil God, but rather we pray because God is good and he is just. We pray not to overcome an uncompassionate, ruthless, and worthless God. We pray because we already have a compassionate, caring, and worthful God. We pray because the Lord invites us into prayer. And then he shapes our prayers by his spoken word to us. We pray because we have been given faith. We pray because we have been given forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. Therefore, we pray. Prayer, then, can be thought of as this. Can be thought of as our voice of faith. Faith from the faithful that cries out, Lord, may your will be done. And God responds from above, yes, dear child, it shall be done indeed in spite of the devil and all of the world. The implications of this are phenomenal. Yes, when we are troubled and we are tortured by our own stains of sin, and when we are confronted by the hellish attacks of the evil one, and when we are pounced on by the ideologies of the world, nothing is so necessary as prayer. Nothing is so necessary as to call upon the Father in prayer so that he may give and preserve and increase in us faith and remove all that stands in our way from receiving him. Simply stated, this Ash Wednesday, we remember that we are simply too weak against the devil, the world, and our own sinful desires. Therefore, we are invited and taught to pray the Lord's Prayer. And when we pray this Lord's Prayer, we are effectively praying against the old sinner in each and every one of us. We are praying against the devil, and we are praying against this world that will all continually attempt to kill and steal and destroy this faith. We are praying that we would be strengthened in faith, sustained, and protected from our sinful nature, from the world, and from the devil himself. Now, this is all good, for God wants you Yes, he wants you and he wants me. He wants us to cry out and to grit our teeth to him about our concerns. Concerns that come about from the sinful nature. Concerns that come about from this world. Concerns that come about from the devil. He desires us to pour out our anguish upon him, not because he is unaware of these anguishes, but in order that you and I may be unburdened and move to open our arms to receive the Lord's gifts. And what are those gifts? Those gifts are the word and sacraments, spoken and given and shed for you. They are the Lord's immediate, continual, and potent, that is, powerful answer to our prayers. Furthermore, as we lay vulnerably before the Lord in prayer, we are reminded and remember God's promises, these precious promises that he has spoken to us, and know that when the Lord answers yes to our specific situation, it is because he loves us. And when he answers no to our specific prayer request, it is because he loves us. And when he provides neither a yes or a no, it is because he loves us. Dear baptized saints, tonight we remember and we confess that we are dust and that we will return to dust. We remember also that God put on human flesh, that is dust, and joined to our temptations and our sorrow. Yes, Christ Jesus welded our death and was roasted to death by the Father's wrath on that cross. He was reduced to ashes and laid to rest in a tomb. However, we also remember that Christ rose from those ashes of the earth and from the ashes of sin, and he lives today and he intercedes for us. Therefore, as the Lord's beloved and forgiven saints, we can and we do pray vulnerably for all things, knowing that our confidence is not to be found in the strength of our prayer, but it is found in the strength of the Lord who works all things for the good of those who love him. We pray because Jesus died. We pray because Jesus rose. We pray because the Lord cares for us. Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to listen and to receive your word and sacraments in all the events of life. Lord, open our lips and our mouth in prayer that our prayers may be the voice of faith, faith that confesses our struggles in this life and faith that clings and receives all gifts from you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.